Practice Advanced Test 2. Question 1. I tell you what, I wish I was still on that holiday. It was delicious, wasn't it? And not having to cook it yourself. What a luxury. In fact, that hotel was great altogether. 2. Right. The staff were such nice people too, and so helpful. That was just what we needed, to be treated like royalty. Question 5. Do you remember Mr. Partington, our first ever teacher? Me too. I take it you haven't heard the news. No, not at all. I bumped into him just the other day. He told me he's running for mayor. I'm not. He said he needed a change after all these years. He's left his job. This is now his main priority. Part 4. Monologue. Imagine how useful it can be to gain an insight into somebody's character. This is a skill that will serve you throughout life, on a daily basis. Whether you're at home with loved ones, getting through your day at work, or enjoying a holiday somewhere exotic, it's one that can be developed. Let's look at how. There is one question that you can ask, which in fact may reveal more about you than anyone else. How do you rate your friends' personalities? Research has shown that you actually tend to exhibit the very character traits you are inclined to label others with. So if you think you tend to accuse your friends of being thoughtless, well, perhaps you're no saint yourself. Basically, it pays to take note of what people say about others. Intuition. This is officially defined as non-verbal information perceived without logic. Simply put, it's your gut feeling. It's not based on what you think, but what you feel. It allows you to see deeper than you may realize, especially when and as soon as you first meet someone. It's a primal response from your body that has evolved with us since the beginning. It is often said that the eyes are the windows into the soul, and there is a lot of truth to this old saying. If you take the time to observe someone's eyes, you can tell if they're angry, happy, or sad, for example. Eye contact itself is often a giveaway. Are they avoiding your gaze, avoiding confronting what is in front of them? Or are they comfortable enough to maintain that connection with you? As they say, if looks could kill.